Here, now, not before, not after. Here, now, the waste sad time of before and after. There is no presence, no choice. No agency in before. It's a memory of something gone, no longer present. Present in the sense of being affectable in its immediate unfolding. Not that it can't be affected in the here, in the now, but not in its unfolding, but rather in its meaning. The way it's understood, the way it's felt, the way it flows forward into our lives. Likewise for the future. Not here, not now. A speculation based on pattern, based on wanting, based on hoping, based on habitual fears. No immediacy, no presence. No agency in that future. It's not that the future cannot be affected by here, affected by now, but it is only in the unfolding of this moment, which includes past and future, where past and future are reconciled, only here, only now. Is there active life? Is there choice? Is there agency? Is there a new beginning? A new possibility? Here, now, the past is reconciled and the future is affected. Somewhat shaped. Here, now. How silly it is, but how universal that we get lost so much of the time in past and future. How silly it is that we forget the importance. We forget to be present in the present. Silly because it's not mean. It's not stupid. It's a kind of benign, innocent ignorance. Where we're so overwhelmed, mentally overwhelmed, overwhelmed in our hearts by the rush of events, the overflow of stimulations, the uncertainties that have confounded us in all the past. And the same uncertainties about the future. Compassion is an appropriate response. compassionate feelings towards all of our yesterdays. Compassion in the heart. Non-tension in the mind. Not condemning, not regretting, not demanding an otherwise. Compassion for the past, acceptance for the past, learning from the past, redeeming the past by what we learn that shows up as caring and wisdom, kindness and wisdom in the here, the now. In matters of family, in matters of love, in matters of business, of community, of career, of friendship, of politics. Wisdom and compassion being fostered not only by our own individual ignorance, but by the ignorance of others. Thus, we learn not just from ourselves, but from all of those around us as we enter our co-arising, codependent. Here now, a determination to be here, to be in the now, a resolve a willingness for this very moment to be a new beginning. Not as controlling, but as living from our deepest values, so that we meet this moment with our authenticity, our trueness. What happens in the moment, we affect, but we do not control. Grounded in here and now, because we know this, we cheerfully, voluntarily choose to meet this world of duality just as it is. No kidding around, no half commitments. So with the future, its unfolding is inevitable. How frightening this is to our egos. So often we don't feel ready, or things aren't as they need to be for meeting our needs. And yet, in this moment, in this here and now, we show up, we commit from what we know, for the unfolding of the future. We meet it with humility, not as an ideal, but as a genuine response to all that we do not know, all that we cannot do, knowing that we act in all of our compassion, all of our caring, with unknown degrees of ignorance. That acknowledgement of our ignorance, of the uncertainty, that acknowledgement and still turning in the here and now to meet the future based on our values, based on intention, utilizing mindfulness, that is courage. No position is either exalted nor modest. For the overwhelm is the same if we truly are in the here and the now, turning to meet the future. You already know this in your nervous system. You know about past and future. You may not know that you know. You may not have reflected, this is the way it is. But in your nervous system, you know. So we bring mindfulness front and center to be in the here and now in order to not be controlled by the past, defined by it. We bring mindfulness in the here and now to be willing and able to turn in the here and now, to meet the future moment, all future moments, as they unfold in this duality of gain and loss, pain and pleasure, praise and blame, fame and ill repute, just as the Buddha told us. So true. With this mindfulness, we also bring intention. Mindfulness without tension has nowhere to go. It doesn't know what to notice. Intention is what we value. We intend based on our values, which ultimately is rooted in wise view. Wise intention. Of kindness, of friendliness, of non-harming. Mindfulness and intention joined at the hip, here and now, front and center, grounded in intention. Mindfulness has purpose, has direction, knows what's important, serves the higher good as best we know it. In the here and now, with mindfulness and intention, we turn attention we flow attention to the experience of the body so that our intention and our mindfulness is embodied. Embodied in this very body. The Buddha asked the question of where does the world end? By saying, in this very body. Not judging this body. But feeling the wonderment that awareness is embodied in the here and now, that it is interfaced with the sense gates, that love can have a physical heat or physical pain. That flowers have smell. And sunlight on water and moonlight on water reflection. That a breeze can be felt on the face. That someone touching our hand, holding our hand, is felt. Not conceptualized. Embodied awareness with all its wonderment here and now. These are the precious gifts of a human life that the Buddha pointed to repeatedly. How silly that we forget and get lost in judging the body, comparing the body, and wanting to fix the body for little minor things constantly. Not that we don't attend to the body for true health reasons. But how often our relationship with the body is so shallow, so missing the wonder, the mystery of embodied awareness. But it can change in a single moment. Here and now. The breath becomes an anchor, if that is an effective answer, anchor for us. Not controlling the breath, but knowing here and now through the breath as it continually changes. But so can the body as a whole. Or a combination of body and breath, what I call the body breath, be the anchor. Just a place to rest attention till there is a need for compassion or wisdom. As the mind wanders or the mind creates or the mind gets an understanding or gets lost or gets afraid. Just a place to be that keeps us responsive by being in the here, the now. You know this already. But do you trust it? Can you trust it now, here? Without agenda, but responsive to whatever arises. So it is with our tasks. Not so much agenda, they are already there, but our life is in our responsiveness, our relatedness to goals, to resolutions, to aspirations, to difficulties. The nature of how we relate, how truly responsive we are, rather than how reactive we are in the here and now. This time, this rare time of being sheltered in place, of so much uncertainty and so many facets of community life, cultural life, political life, literally identity. Met each moment by presence, by being present here and now. For the rest of this sit, this felt sense of being available, of feeling aligned, of feeling the appropriateness of this responsiveness. This is what we're available to. The particulars that arise matter less than our sense that this is what matters, that this is what we're cultivating, that this mindful intention is our ground of being. Stay with it in your way as best you're able until the bell rings.